production. Let's
go. Facing the world, Walla. Playwright, K-drama. Wordless, fire. Not putting out back armor. Let's go. We're in the field, like Cassie Fields. Gotta make heroes. Hope is around here. We're on a mission, building a foundation. We never settle. Mario Brothers, new level. Back on the scene with another quick 16. The devil is defeated. Love is what's needed. Good company like Donnie. It's a praise party. Never following the crowd. Phenomenal AJ Styles. Fulfilling the mission 24-7. Ron Killings. Keeping things positive. May jog or walk a bit. This is the mission. We're here to feed everyone. God's here for everyone. Never turn our back on anyone. K-Way, what's up? Steffi, what's up? We're gonna say it real loud.
Feed the block. 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 Feed the block.
I gotta feed the block, I gotta take care of my flock. I traded in my record for a speaker, cause I want them to hear me knock. First step is to reach them, second step is to feed them. Give them something that's gonna stick to their soul, not something that's gonna leave them. Hungry and thirsty, searching for more. My food, real flavor was not to adore. These kids be starving, I'm giving them. Jesus in a sandwich, something like gourmet galore. Look, I'm whipping, I'm flipping, I'm whisking, I'm dipping. You know what's up when K, we step in the kitchen. Just tell me what you need. Hey, you need a piece of chicken?
Feed the block, feed the block. Feed the block, 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 feed the block.
We outreach on every level. Preparing meals, clothing people, from driving groups to churches to listening to their problems. Seeing how things work, we love on them, never giving up on them. It's a love movement, we're mission driven. Bringing people together, feed the block. Isaiah 58:7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, feed the block.
Feed the block, 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 feed the block. Feed the block, 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 feed the block.
Time it, feel, yeah, all up inside me. of God and I'm feeding. I need more of you, Jesus. Lost in my ways, lost in the haze. I'ma go hard for your kingdom. Why? Now you done gave me a purpose. Gave me a life and I'm worth it.
Yeah, I'm worth it.
Working up hard, they hard, they hard. Till they pray in repentance. I know that you ain't gon' leave me.
No.
Your love is fire, it's blazing. Up in my soul, up in my mind. Now I'm feeling amazing.
Woo.
You can attain all the clouds.
Yeah.
I'm just a pottery shell. I'm picking my dust, I'm off now. And all your glory's found.
I am a king, kid, y'all. It's not about me. Not inside me. I have support. Get an assignment. Leave it feel, yeah, yeah. I live inside me. I'm the man. I am the man. I'm the each one. In my head, if you send it out, I win. If you don't want to get support. If you love Jesus, Jesus, I'm a support.
KS Nation, it is the KS Radio Show. My special guest tonight is the homie TFL. Man, I am really excited for this one because he's a new friend of mine through a mutual partnership with Must Be Heard Radio. He's good friends with the homie Jet Black, and Jet Black actually recommended that I interview him. And anyway, here we are tonight. Anyway, I'm really excited. I got two of his songs in queue. And, of course, as you guys already know, the KS Radio Show is all about support. So we are going to get his testimony. We're going to play two of his songs, and we're just going to rock out for two entire hours, two whole hours. I'm really excited for this show. TFL is really excited for this show. And, man, we got a few callers on the line, you guys. If you guys have not called in, the number is 914-205-5471. Or you can listen through the internet link. You can inbox me if you need that link as well. So you can listen through your tablet, through your laptop, or through your smartphone. But we want to say thank you guys for joining us on tonight. I'm going to kick the show off with prayer. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that Joe Focus Feed the Block track. The video will be released sometime soon, hopefully before August. But I'm going to go ahead and get into this prayer. We're going to get the homie TFL on the phone, and we're just going to rock out. So you guys definitely stay tuned and keep it locked. So first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity. Lord, thank you for this day, a day that none of us even deserves to see. But God, because of your love, because of your faithfulness toward us, because of your understanding, your forgiveness, and again, your love is the reason why we're here. And for that, God, we want to say thank you on today. Lord, thank you for our job, air that you have given us. Lord, thank you for our children or just the general people that you have around us to keep us grounded, to keep us sane, to keep us on the right path instead of making the wrong choices. God, I uplift my brother tonight, TFL. I uplift his family, uplift his wife even right now, God. His people that are in his circle, that are influential to him, just each and every person that's around him, God. And I pray that you would just strengthen all of them individually and collectively, oh God. And Lord, whatever TFL is standing in the need of, I pray that you will be I pray that it will be met on tonight and that he will meet you where you are, which is right here on the KS Radio Show, because this is the reason why it exists. So, Lord, thank you for this platform. Thank you for just, you know, being God. Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your love, oh God. Lord, thank you for your blessings, even blessings we haven't even seen yet. So, Lord, we thank you in advance. And Lord, we just pray on tonight that your will be done. We pray that your voice will be heard. And hopefully something along the lines from either my mouth or TFL's mouth, or maybe even a caller's mouth, that your love will be felt on this platform, that your love will be heard, and that your will will go forth. So, Lord, let your will be done on this platform. As people listen live or listen to the rebroadcast, Lord, just let them be blessed because your presence is here. And, Lord, we just thank you for this day. Thanking you for this platform. Thank you for your will. Thanking you for your love. So, Lord, let your will be done in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. So I know the homie TFL is in the building. TFL, are you there, bro?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, we got the man, the myth, the legend in the building, you guys. I am great. How are you? Do I sound too loud? I don't know. I'm really excited. You got to excuse me.
Hey, you sound perfect on my end. How I sound? I sound good, man.
You sound great, sir. Thanks for being a guest, man. How was your Friday, bro? I know it's almost the end of July, but how was your Friday?
Man, it was good. God is so good. You know, I'm just thankful that he woke me up this morning. You know, it wasn't that busy, man. I'm just thankful just to be here, man. I'm appreciative to be on the show, man. I thank you for allowing me to be on here, man. I'm truly humbled.
Amen. Well, before we do anything, I want to give you and the listeners a round of applause for joining me on the KS Radio Show on this July 23rd Eve. Amen. All right, so now we got that out the way. We know how your day was. I want to give a big shout-out to Gloria Shalom as well as Joe Focus and his brother that's in town that's listening live, as well as all of the other live listeners. TFL, man, I am honored that you are a guest, and I thank God for my, you know, my bromance and my relationship with Jet Black from Must Be Here Radio. So we're going to go ahead and get into your testimony. It's just a basic conversation. I'm not going to ask you any, like, brain surgery questions or nothing crazy. So we do want to know if you can tell us your testimony from, you know, a little boy, maybe where you were raised, up until, you know, the man that you are now, and being a musician. So, yes.
All right. So, as you know, my name is TFL. What that stands for is Truth for Life. And I'm going to explain that in the testimony. But I was born in Memphis, Tennessee, but I was raised in the Bay Area. I was raised in a small town called East Palo Alto. Shout out to the Bay Area. Shout out to the 650. But I grew up there. I was just a typical kid, man. I played sports. I was honestly blessed to have both my parents. If they're on here, I love you guys. If they're on here, I love you guys. But I was blessed to have both of them in my life. And growing up, I really wasn't into the church, like going to church. But one thing about my mom and my dad, they always had a foundation where the Lord was in the mix. He was always the head, and everything that we did was according to what God told them. So that was already embedded in me growing up. I grew up in an area, man, where at a time we was the murder capital. A lot of people didn't know because we were such a small town, you know, 2.5 square mile radius. But, man, I grew up with a lot of drug involvement, a lot of gang violence, a lot of people, you know, doing things on the street that they shouldn't have been doing. Luckily, I didn't get involved in a lot of that. I dibbled and dabbed in it growing up because, you know, it was intriguing to a young person. But through the grace of God, man, he kept me. And just a fast forward, I ended up moving back to Memphis. My grandma had got sick, so me and my parents moved back to Memphis when I got older. And I lived out there for like 10, 15 years. And I'm thinking moving out there that it was going to be a little bit different. But when I got out there, it was kind of the same situation. So, you know, throughout the years, man, I was just thanking God, man, that he just kept me alive, man, and kept me here. But I knew he had a purpose for me. I did secular music from the time I was in high school all the way up to maybe 5 years ago, if that. Because I'm very fresh at doing Christian hip-hop. I was doing secular music at first, but I never really got far doing it. I had a couple of group members. I was in a group called A1 Truth. Then I was in a group called MVPs. And, you know, we did a few things, but it wasn't where it just really blew up. But lo and behold, living in Memphis, I was kind of down on my luck at the time. And it's funny how God works, man. A friend of mine that was a high school friend, me and her have been knowing each other since we was, man, like 13, 14 years old. She reached out to me, and we started talking. And that's my future, and that's my wife. She ended up being my wife in the future. So that's what happened with that. So I'm just so blessed for that. And since that happened, God has been doing so many things. He's been moving in so many ways that is mind-blowing. And I just give him all the honor and the glory for what he's doing. Because, man, none of this is possible without him, man. And I just want to really state that because – We get so caught up in what's going on around us that we lose track on who's really the main author of all this, man. And I just give honor and glory to him because, man, I wouldn't be even on this call right now if it wasn't for him. So that's my testimony pretty much in a nutshell, man. I wasn't no drug dealer like that. I did a little dibbling dabbling with, you know, selling weed or whatever and stuff like that, but I really wasn't in the streets like that. You know what I'm saying? But I was in the streets. Around that environment, I had to make sure that I kept my guards up and made sure that I stayed in tune with what was going on so I could stay alive in a sense too. Because at that time, it was a lot going on, man. And like I said, man, I just thank God, man, he kept me, man. And I mean, that's pretty much it, man.
Amen, bro. So you were selling weed, but you wasn't like the kingpin or nothing, but you were, you know, selling it here and there?
Nah, man. I was in high school. I was playing sports, and man, I was just a regular average kid. Man, I did music. Music was always my passion. But like I said, I was doing secular. Man, I was trying to fit in, man, with the Joneses. Everybody, you know, what everybody else is doing. We see what's popping and what's going on, so we try to fit in. But little do we know that, man, God got a bigger plan for us. You know what I'm saying? So. To make a long story short, man, that's what I was doing, but God knew that he had something better for me. And later on down the years, man, I started developing and changing and really seeing what he had for me. I kind of stopped doing music for a couple of years because I lost passion for it because I didn't really have a passion for what was going on. It was like when you listen to music nowadays, it's the same repetitive thing. You know, and it's like, man, we killing ourselves out here because we're heavily influenced by the things that we see and we hear. You know, so if we're constantly getting pushed this into our ears, what you expect to happen? So I kind of lost passion for it. But one day God talked to me and he said, look, I know you love this and I know you want to do it, but, man, if you're going to do it, you got to do it for me. And that's where the name Truth for Life came from because I said, look, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to always make sure that when I get on the microphone and I spit on that mic, it's always going to be the truth. And if I'm wrong, somebody can correct me and I repent for it. But anything that I spit, I'm going to make sure that it came from God and he downloaded it to me. And I always tell people, look, go to the word for yourself so that way God can give you an understanding of it. Because what he showed me might be something totally different than what he showed you. You know, so that's where the name came from. And like I said, I've been doing this now for about maybe 2.5 years, like really into it. But, man, that's how it is, man. That's how it all happened, man. And like I said, it just happened like a blink of an eye, man. Like even the radio show that me and my wife have is called Building Blocks. All that, it just happened like in the blink of an eye, man. One day we were talking about it, next thing you know, I'm talking about, like, all this happened in, like, weeks. And I'm talking about, like, weeks, literally. Like, me and my wife was sitting down. She was playing, really, like she was talking to somebody. She was recording herself. And I said, baby, who is a friend? Just like that. I said, baby, who's friends? And she said, you know what? She said, one day somebody's going to hear this. And that's who I'm talking to. And lo and behold, man, about a month later, me and Jet Black started talking, and next thing you know, man, we had our show on his station. I'm talking about all this happened like in a matter of 2 weeks to a month. So that's why I tell people, man, you cannot tell me what God cannot do. You cannot tell me. God will blow your mind because I never thought in a million years that I'll be doing a talk show. I never thought in a million years that I'll be doing a show, period, and let alone a Christian-based show where we really are educating people about the word. You know what I'm saying? So, man, that's why I always give honor to him. I'm not, and I always tell people this, I'm not perfect. None of us are. And if you think you are perfect, then you really need to have a self-check because none of us are perfect. But, man, I just give honor and glory to him because all this is because of him. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much what it is, man. You know, we out here, we doing our thing, and I just thank God, man.
Amen. Well, we know now that you are a host of the show called Building Blocks with your wife. We are going to get into our first song of the night by the homie RL Music titled For My Good, because God took your mess. He took all of our messes and he made it into something glorious. And we're still pursuing,
Amen.
You know, that perfect will. And basically God took our mess, our mistakes as young people, and he turned it around for our good, and he is still working it out to this day for our good. So here is the homie RL Music with one of his newest tracks called For My Good, right here on the KS Radio Show. You guys keep it locked. We got more coming up next with the homie TFL, including shout-outs and some of his music. So without any further ado, here's the homie RL Music. Check it out.
All things, yeah, they A to A. They worked for my good, so I'm so grateful. Oh, all things that I ate to eat. They worked for my good, so I'm so grateful. It's working for my good. And I don't need no shots. I'd rather have a God, yeah. Oh, I give him glory, it don't stop, yeah. I got faith. Everything working now for my good. Everything working now. Oh my God, why he would ever love me, I don't know. All things are working for my good. Oh, hey. Eddie won points in the game like I'm Kobe. God is up above watching over us like a movie. Work it out, go work it out, yeah. God's in control. He gon' work it out, yeah. All for my good, he gon' work it out. He always makes a way, like he said he would. All things, yeah, they working now, working for my good. Everything I've been through, it just made me great, yeah. I wear it on my heart, all things they to aid, yeah. I'm not afraid, yeah. I saw the gray, touch gone on my side, yeah. I am the bravest, I'm not afraid, yeah. I said the greatest, God on my side, yeah, I am the bravest. I don't bow when trouble comes, I just go to the secret place. If you're looking for me, you won't find me, I'll be on my face. Everything working now, for my good. Everything working now, oh, for my good. Why he would ever love me, I don't know. All things are working for my good, oh, hey. 81 points in the game like I'm Kobe. God is up above watching over us like a movie. Work it out, he gon' work it out, yeah. God's in control, he gon' work it out, yeah. All for my good, he gon' work it out, yeah. All for my good, he gon' work it out. He always makes a way, like he said he would. All things, yeah, they working now, working for my good. 81 points in the game like I'm Kobe. God is up above watching over us like a movie. Work it out, he gon' work it out, yeah. God's in control, he gon' work it out, yeah. All for my good, he gon' work it out, yeah. All for my good, he gon' work it out. He always makes a way, like he said he would. All things, yeah, they working now, working for my good. I'm not afraid. Yeah, to the grave. Touch God on my side. Yeah, I am the bravest. I'm not afraid. Yeah, I said the greatest. God on my side. Yeah, I am the bravest. It's your boy,
it's your boy,
RL,
and you're listening to the KS Radio Show.
Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music.
We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby, let's go!
See, that's what happens. That's what happens. God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Yo, it's your favorite cousin, Daylamonze, D-A-L-O-M-O-N-Z-E, and you are about to listen to MC Nice's most recent single, Dancing, featuring myself. Keep it locked here on KS Radio Show.
I'm not trying to let it go to waste. And he's moving all the burdens out the way. Favor taking over.
As a younger, I was taught to hustle. As a youngin', I was taught to muscle. Collecting Wilson like my name was Russell. Buy a building, buy a bar, buy a gold, have a bigger vision. Rep the king when I sing, it's that simple living. Where I didn't listen, full of ambition. Man, hold up, listen. I was caught up in the thoughts of the thoughts. Shooting shots where the plot was to keep me missing. Oh, Father, give me clarity. I ain't trying to fall back, I'm just trying to live right with this. Please make a better me. I admit I ain't perfect, I continue to fight through this. Wanna bask in your glory, wanna add to the story. As I dig through the glory, trying to cop the inventory. So I live every day life, walking through the fire, yeah, trying to be a better me. I gotta be free.
No level of stress can stretch my boundaries. I gotta be me. Keep the pride in check, and with all due respect, I don't need no rescue. I need a moment to let him move, and I'll be moving on.
Yo, this is what your life's like when you live that high life. Love the way you set me free.
I'm gonna keep on dancing, dancing. And every time I feel the love, he got me dancing, dancing. No matter how it came to be, you just be dancing, dancing. Oh, 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 oh. With all the stress in life, my God's gonna get you right.
Nothing out of this world, out of this world. Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Gloria Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
Hey, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the homie TFL is my guest on tonight. Man, I want to give a big shout-out to one of four of my sponsors, Gloria Shalom and ShalomChic.com. Of course, you heard the commercial. Just, you know, click the link in the description. Check out the website because, you know, every woman deserves something nice to wear. They deserve something nice in their closets, whether if it be a birthday coming up, whether if she is your wife or your sister or, you know, your auntie or whoever. Every female deserves something nice to wear in their closet. And you guys could check out ShalomChic.com, which has a ton of affordable prices, from skirts to blouses to, you know, dresses and even pantsuits. So do yourself a favor, husbands, boyfriends, sons, your mother's birthday is coming up, or whatever the case may be, you need to click that link and shop today. TFL, man, what you, how you feeling tonight, bro? You feeling them tracks or what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Them tracks is banging, man.
Hey, man, we got your music coming up next, man. You better tell the KS Station to stay buckled in, man, because the homie TFL got some music that's going to minister to your heart, to your mind, and to your soul. So definitely keep it locked, you guys. TFL, man, since you are my guest, this is the part of the show where we do shout-outs. So do you have any shout-outs that you want to give? I don't care if it's to your fish. I don't care if it's to your barber. I don't care if it's to your fifth-grade teacher. I don't care who it's to. Any shout-outs you want to give on tonight?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to all my people, all my family out in Tennessee, out of Memphis, all my family out in California. I want to give a special shout out to my wife, give a special shout out to my mom and my dad. Man, I want to give a shout out to Judah Gang Nation. You know, we got a lot of big things coming up right now. Shout out to everybody, Eternal, Keyway, Paul Towns, LJ, Young Christian. Man, the list goes on, man. Shout out to Judah Gang Nation. Shout out to Christ Life Music. Shout out to Frigid Hallelujah. Man, it's so many people. Shout out to Mr. Pickney. That's my guy. That's my big brush. Shout out to him. Man, it's a lot, man. Just shout out to everybody that I know. Thank y'all for y'all support. I really appreciate it. And, man, we got plenty more to come, man. I love y'all out there, man.
Amen. Well, for both of us, I want to give both of us a shout out to God, because without him, none of it, this would be possible. So we want to give a big thanks to the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. I got a few personal shout-outs that I want to give to the homie, the very beautiful Gloria Shalom, and the very beautiful and talented Octavia Jordan, a.k.a. Tavia So Wavy, from the Candid Convo Show, that's listening live. And to everyone that's listening or that will listen to the rebroadcast, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. TFL, man, so since you are not only a host, but you're also an artist, and you have these two tracks that I got a hold of last minute. You really put my engineer skills to the test tonight, bro. So you have this track called Red Letters, and I want to know, what was the inspiration behind this track?
Well, the reason why I made that track was because a lot of us, we focus on the Bible, which is a good thing, but we don't really focus on the teachings that Jesus taught us, in a sense. You know, and it's, you know, we have a lot of people out here, and don't get me wrong when I say this, but we so busy trying to focus on being the chosen people that we missing the mark on how we supposed to be living out here. And that's why Jesus came. And when you look in the Bible, a lot of his teaching is what? In the red letters. They're written in red writing because they stand out. They're supposed to stand out. So we can't forget those. We can't forget those teachings. We can't forget what he told us. You know, we are supposed to learn everything that's in the Bible to the best of our capability. But, man, the main thing we need to learn is his teaching, what he told us. Because everything else, that's why he came. He came for us to be able to be to wash all that clean. All the sins that was before that got washed away. But we have to repent and come to him and learn from him. And that's where the red letters came from, so we could be more focused on his words and his teaching.
Amen. Well, is this like a new song? Is it like a song that you put on a like a future project later on this year? Like, what's the storyline about this song? Okay, it's already out.
Yeah,
so what's the name
right
of the project where people can find this song?
Yeah, it's actually on my new album. It just came out last month on the 18th. It's called The New World. Man, it's 13 tracks on there. It's 14 tracks on there. Man, I'm talking about some real good tracks, man. Y'all can check it out. It's on all digital platforms. You can also go to my website, TFL, therealtfl.com. You can get it there. But, man, this is where it came off of, man. The single's out also. I'm actually going to be shooting a video for it in the next couple of weeks coming up. So y'all be on the lookout for that also, man. But, yeah, that's pretty much what it's about, man, just teaching people, man, look, don't stray away from what Jesus taught us, being caught up in all the other stuff, because the only way we can get to the kingdom is through him, through his teaching, through his way, through the way that he shows us. So, you know, that's pretty much what it is, man. But it's out everywhere right now.
Amen. Well, how about we go ahead and get into this track so we can stop talking about and let people hear what you think?
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and get into it, man.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into it, bro. Here is TFL, who's my guest tonight, with his track called Red Letters. Keep it locked, and I can't wait to hear your feedback after this track. Check it out.
Jimmy Gang.
Red Letters. The main ink we forget about that we need to focus on.
Church is so divided nowadays. Everybody using God's word to manipulate the way they want us to live. But are we missing the point? Are we game planning? Why they out here casing the joint? We need to get in tune with the word. Start coming up with our own communication of the word. Pray to God for understanding of the word, so we don't get a misconception when we read the word. You gotta know so you can pass the test. Yeah, it's cool to know who you are, but what's the rest? Instead of trying to find out who the chosen one, focus more on your relationship with the begotten son. Cause you can learn everything, and miss the mark on how to teach and told us how to live every day. Cause if we follow his way, it'll make it better, but we focus on the black and white and not the red letters. We so busy focused on the black and white, listen to truth and get right. We forgot about the red letters. The only way to get to him is Jesus Christ, the word to pick five. We forgot about the red letters. Every time I look up, I got somebody in my grill talking about, you know, he chose us.
Man.
Yeah, that might be true, but if we look a little deeper, you understand he coming back for all of his people.
Yeah.
And what that truly means is it don't matter your skin, it don't matter your country, it don't matter your sin, it don't matter where you come from. As long as you understand he is the king and yes, he was the son. So we too busy focus on the
get right.
How we focus on is the black and white. Focus on the word of Christ, cause you don't wanna be at the table and get denied. Because the enemy is in the detail and misconception can leave you on the one word just to hell. The guy ain't telling you forget your history, but if you follow the word of Christ, then it won't be a mystery. We so busy focused on the black and white, listen to truth to get right. We forgot about the red letters. The only way to get to him is Jesus Christ, is the word to pick five. We forgot about the red letters. We so busy focused him and Jesus Christ. Yeah. So we used to worship Big Five. We forgot about the red letters.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989 at yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hey, this is Luke Hawthorne, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive music and exclusive interviews.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we are back like we never left. Hey, man, I just want to say, quick announcement before I bring TFL back in. That was his track titled Red Letters. Of course, if you listen to the hook, you can tell. But, you guys, I got a big announcement because your boy, KS, a.k.a. Alicio Torres, I am nominated for not one award, but two awards at the Spin Awards this year. One award for Blog Talk Radio Show of the Year, and also for Radio Host of the Year. Voting ends on August 5th, 2021. And if you want to vote, I want to say thank you in advance, but if you want to vote for me, you can click the link in the description of the show. You can vote as many times as you want to in a 24-hour period, and then you can go to sleep and wake up and do it all over again. So definitely click the link in the description of this show with the homie TFL, and vote. Did I say vote already? Yes, I want you guys to vote. So hopefully you guys will vote for me. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the show tonight, because I love that track Red Letters, and I'm glad I had the chance to play it tonight with the homie TFL rocking with me on the KS Radio Show, man. How you feeling, bro?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. I just, like I said, man, I just thank God, man. I thank you for the compliment on the song, too, bro.
Amen. Well, if anybody wants to give any feedback about Red Letters or TFL's testimony, you guys could click the number one key to be live on the show. Could give a yeah, but I'm so excited. I'm tripping on my words. Why do I always do this? I get so excited about being a host, about music, about interviewing people. I'm really passionate about it that I trip over my words. But you guys could press number one to ask a question, to give any feedback, or to, you know, just interact with the homie, because I don't want to say this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but it kind of is, because you don't know if TFL is going to come to your city or your state or your school or your barbecue or your cousin's baby mama's wedding or whatever. So this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity while he's live on KS Radio Show. Are you laughing at me, bro?
Nah, I'm just kidding. Because when you said that, it was like, man, that's facts, though. You never know where you might see me. You never know where you might see me. So he right. You never know.
Amen. Well, while we got you here on tonight, hopefully somebody will be honored and not be too shy to press the number one key to be live and interact with the homie. But, yeah, man, I'm loving that Red Letters track. You mentioned earlier before I played the song about a website, and did you say therealtfl.com is where people can go to, you know, download the music to, you know, check out what you're doing and so forth?
Yes, sir. You can go to www.therealtfl.com. You can find my albums. I have two albums on there that I've released. One's called Victory. I released a year ago, and then I just released The New World about a month ago. Both of them are on there. I also have singles on there. I have videos on there. Man, just go check it out. Pretty soon I'm going to have merchandise pretty soon, in about a month.
So be on the lookout for that also. You can find it on there also.
Amen. Well, hopefully you guys get your pencils and crayons and piece of paper so you can write that down and you can refer to it later on when you're not as busy. So you can support the homie TFL because we all need support because we're all trying to build God's kingdom with a different gifts that he has entrusted us to. Or, in our case, TFL, the different platforms he has entrusted us to. With you having your own radio show, with my radio show, and so forth. So, yeah, definitely everybody needs support. And speaking of support, TFL, how can people follow you on social media to stay in touch, to, you know, stay up to date with everything that you're doing and that you're releasing?
Well, honestly, you could go on my – everything is connected directly to my website. You can go on my website, and it'll connect you to my Facebook, my Instagram, and my YouTube page. But you can go on my YouTube. It's The Real TFL, all capital. On Instagram, it's the_RealTFL. And on Facebook, it's the same thing on Facebook, too, @_RealTFL. But you can go on my website, and it'll link you to all my social media accounts.
Hell, before I get into my next question, I have one question that I just have to ask. Are you ready for some more music?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So I'm not sure if you've seen the playlist. I'm not sure if you've seen the playlist. Oh, I got plenty of fire.
I know you got some more fire over there. I know you got some.
I got plenty of fire. And I got this track from, you know, we've all heard from Gloria Shalom. She's a businesswoman, but she's also a singer out of the Miami, Florida area. And this track is a summer track. It's the summertime. It's perfect for this show. So I'm going to go ahead and play this song next called Hosanna. And hopefully you and the KS Nation will enjoy it. And then I got more questions and something very important at the 9 o'clock hour. So keep it locked, you guys. Without any further ado, here is a good friend of mine, you know, a partner of the show, a sponsor of the show, Gloria Shalom with Hosanna. Her newest track, you guys keep it locked. Check it out. All my
Pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant, and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument, because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, but see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death the hard way. I want to keep the faith, but I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. Because if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue, because you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores, and I have never been a drinker. So I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place that's record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct. Still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know, and it's up to us, it is up to you to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided, because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless. And it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus. And he is as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
Hi, I'm Rosalind Smith Sistrunk with Rosalind Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From forgiveness to healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they described their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affects those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From forgiveness to healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
Amen, you guys. Man, big shout out to another sponsor of the show. Rosalyn Smith Counseling is she's a local, that's a Christian as well. And she takes time out of her busy day, out of her busy schedule to, you know, make sure that people know about routes and solutions to their healing. Because God didn't call us to be broken vessels. He called us to be whole and, you know, perfect, like he's perfect. Can't be perfect if you're carrying around baggage from your childhood, or you can't be perfect if you're carrying around hurt. So if anybody is interested in being, you know, healed, or at least finding the right way to do it, definitely check out Rosalyn Smith Counseling here in Cincinnati and Oklahoma. And she has powerful techniques. She has powerful solutions that actually work from, you know, a biblical perspective as well as, you know, something personal that she has went through herself. Anyway, I recommend her because she has helped me through my hurt, my pain, and even give me different directions to go about doing certain things with my son, with, you know, the mother of my child, with friends like Gloria Shalom, like the homie TFL tonight, and so forth. So if anybody's interested, whether individual or a couple, if you guys are interested in, you know, seeing a counselor, I highly recommend Rosalyn Smith Counseling. You can check her out on social media at Rosalyn Smith Counseling, or you can just click the link in the description below. TFL, are you enjoying yourself tonight, bro?
Yes, I am.
Amen, amen. Well, let me give you, you know, a quick playlist. We heard from Gloria Shalom with Hosanna, fire track, by the way. And then after that, we played the Million, the Answer clip that, you know, basically took 2020 and, you know, balled it up. from George Floyd, you know, the racism and everything, and you know, then he turned it all around, and he pointed it toward the cross, which is where Jesus pinned everything, where he dealt with everything on the cross with his blood, and said that Jesus is the answer to each and everything.
Amen.
And I love it. I love it. And he's from Sacramento, California, and man, I will continue to play that clip on the show. Because it's powerful, and it's not music, but it gets the message across. And that's what I want people to know, that Jesus is the answer. He's not just, you know, the center point of everything that I do in my life concerning the KS Radio Show or as a dad, but he is the center point for each and every guest that comes on this show, because Jesus is not only the reason for the season, but he's the answer to each and everything that we are going through, each and everything that we are struggling with. And it doesn't matter if you have a close relationship with him or if you just come into the faith, it doesn't matter. He is the answer, period. Whether you believe it or not, he is the answer. And that is why I will continue to play that clip. Because a lot of us, let's be honest, as humans, we get sidetracked, we get distracted, and, you know, we put faith on the back burner. And when we put faith on the back burner, we put Jesus on the back burner. We can't afford to do that if we want to see change. Am I preaching or nobody's saying amen? Okay. I'm just saying.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Amen today. Hey,
so
hey,
we
double
have,
amen.
So we have
that,
to continue
man.
To put Jesus first because he's the answer.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right, man.
Amen.
Right.
So
did you
enjoy the Million clip?
Yes, sir. And it's crazy you say he's from Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sac Town.
Man, that's
in the building.
That's actually, yeah, that's actually, shout out to Sacramento. That's actually where me and my wife live. We live in the Sacramento area. We live in Elk Grove. It's a little town right outside of Sacramento, like two.
What?
Three
man, you gonna make me call Million, bro? You gonna make me
okay.
call Million? You gonna make me call
hey,
you
hey,
after
I'm
the show?
You.
Then call Million.
Yay, man. Hey, we can make it happen, man, because, man, for real, man, I'm out here in Sacramento right now. I'm in the 916 right now.
Wow. That's amazing, bro. Yeah, man, I might have to get Millie on the call. I know he's a leading pastor and everything, but I might have to get him a call and interrupt his Friday evening. Because I know it's a three-hour difference from here to California, but I might have to give him a call. And I usually don't call him, but I might have to give him a call to, you know, network and connect y'all for real, for real.
Man, hey, I'm down, man. I'm always down to fellowship, man. I'm always down to network, especially when it's for the kingdom, man. That's for anybody that's out there that's listening also that's doing music, man. If you down to the network, I'm always down to network. I'm always down to fellowship. Anything that you need, just tap in with me, man. Go to my website.
Amen. Well, since Million basically, you know, covered 2020, with that clip, I have to ask you, how was your 2020? I know 2020, for some of us, it was a blessed year. For some of us, it was a hectic year. You know, people lost their jobs, people lost their houses, family members, haters and neighbors, family members and church members because of Corona.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to ask you, like, how was your 2020?
Honestly, my 2020 was good, man. It was good, man. God was definitely in the building the whole time, and man, we made it through. Thank God, we made it through with no serious situations dealing with the virus. But man, we did good, man. You know, we actually got our LLC going with our business in the midst of this. My wife finished her book. That's coming out next month. It's called "He Teaches Me to World My Hands." That she finished that. I worked on my music. My kids, they were healthy. They were good. You know, I mean, for real, man, we were good, man. I just thank God, man, because it could have been a whole lot of different things that happened in the midst of that. And I know that it touched a lot of different families in a lot of different ways. But you know, we have to understand that. Man, everything is in God's plan, you know, and for right now, it might seem like it's bad because we don't understand it. But understand that at the end of it all, God's glory is going to be shown, and we're going to be all right. God has never let us down, not one time. And some things that happen, happen because of the fact that we have to obey him. And when we disobey, it's just like a parent. God is our parent. So, you know, some things that happen, happen because of the fact that we disobey God. We don't obey his word. So, you know, but I'm just thankful, man. I'm thankful. I just thank God, man. That's all I can say, man. I just thank God, man. He's just so good, man. I just thank him for everything that he's been doing.
Amen, bro. And for that, man, I can attest to that because I know a lot of, you know, businesses folded here in Cincinnati or around the world. I know people that, you know, lost their houses, lost their jobs. So I can't do anything but give God a round of applause for just being faithful to me, to you, for each and every caller that's on the line tonight. And even the stories that we haven't seen on social media. But he's still faithful, so therefore we want to give God another round of applause for being, you know, the reason to keep us in our strength and our choice. Amen. Again, man, listen, Elisa is just a vessel. The homie TFL is just a vessel. So we wouldn't be where
That's
we are
right.
today if we didn't give God any hand claps, any toe taps, any knee slaps, any amounts of ounces of praise. So with every breath, what does the Bible tell us? To give him praise with every breath.
That's
he
right.
deserves it.
Amen.
He deserves it. He deserves it. And he's been better than good to us. So why not clap our hands and give him praise? Don't.
That's right.
TFL, man, don't make me preach, man. You trying to make me go there, man. Don't make me preach, bro.
Hey, man, look, when the spirit move, man, you got to move when the spirit move, man. You know, that's another
Absolutely.
Thing that we don't do, man. That's another thing we don't do, man. The spirit will tell us to do something, and we get timid. You know what I'm saying? Because we thinking about feelings and how a person feels. But, man, sometimes, man, you got to do what you got to do, man, for the mission to get done. And if God's telling you to preach that word, somebody out there might need to hear that. So, you know, hey, it is what it is, man.
It is what it is. I like that. And yeah, we got to move upon when the Holy Spirit tells us to. And it's okay to be a little like, Holy Spirit, is that really you? Just to confirm it's
right.
really him. But don't disobey.
That's right.
Whatever you do, do not disobey because you might not get that chance again. You might not get that
That's
chance
right.
to obey God again. So, yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Right.
Definitely agree with that. We
Amen.
Have to be obedient whenever the Holy Spirit speaks, whenever he moves. We have to be submissive and you know, doing things for the Lord according to his word,
Amen.
According to, you know, the dreams that he gives us, and even according to, you know, that still small voice in our ear from time to time. So, yeah, we got to be obedient because that is where the blessings are, not just for us, but for our children, for our friends, for people that's on social media that we are connected to, for, in my case, for guests that's on my show. So it is definitely essential to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. We did have just a new caller call in from the 765 area. We want to thank you for joining us on tonight. TFL is my guest. He is not only a host, but he's also a rapper, and we have one more song of his in queue called Play No Games featuring the homie, I think it's Dyson or Design from Australia. And if I'm not mistaken,
it's
the right
Dyson.
Person?
Yeah,
okay,
it's
okay,
it's Dyson. Shout out to,
okay.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Dyson out there in Australia, Sydney, Australia. Shout out to Australia too, man.
You know what's so crazy? That Dyson, he inboxed me a YouTube link a couple of days ago. Maybe Thursday morning or something. I do know that they are like 12 hours or 24 hours behind Ohio. So I just want to give a big shout out to the homie Dyson for always keeping me plugged in with anything new that he dropped. Because I'm sure the music scene is different from Australia to, you know, the United States. But yeah, your song that we're going to play next called Play No Games is featuring the homie. But what was the inspiration behind the track? And, like, how did you – like, whose idea was it to get Dyson on the song? Was it yours? Was it his? Like, what was the inspiration behind it?
Well, it was honestly, the song just – we just did the song, man. Me and Dyson actually been working on a few songs together for the past couple of months. And – one day he sent me the beat. He has a producer out there named Nebs. And him and Nebs, they sent me the track. And I was in the process of finishing up my album, so I told him, I was like, hey, man, look, you know, I would love to make a song to be on my album. You can feature on it, you know. And pretty much the concept was, man, just to have fun, but also let people know, man, that, man, God ain't playing with us, you know. And we can try to run game if we want to. We can try to finesse, as the new age say nowadays. We can try to finesse if we want to or whatever. But, man, God already knows. He knows everything that we're thinking. He knows every move we're going to make. He already wrote it. So he already knows everything. So we can't play with him because he ain't playing with us. So that was basically the concept of the song, man, to let people know, man, time is running out. So, you know, right now ain't the time to be playing and straddling like, oh, I'm with this or I'm not with this. You know, it the line's been drawn. Because, man, we in the time now where, man, it's going to come a point where they're going to ask you, what side are you on? And depending on what you say, it's good, depending on what's going to happen. So, you know, right now ain't the time to play. That's where it came from, man. But I wanted to give it a twist with kind of like a catchy flow and a catchy beat, man, so people can have something to groove to also, but also catch the message in it too. So that's where it came from.
Amen. Well, without any further ado, you guys, he has already introduced the song, giving you the backstory. So we're going to go ahead and get into this track called Play No Games by my guest TFL, featuring the homie Dyson, right here on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked, you guys. We got more next.
What up, y'all? This your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Godframe, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
I don't know why they think they could play with it. All these fake illusions.
Trying to run game on the Lord and the music is going cause he don't play no games. The enemy will never win.
Man, God's not a player.
He don't play no games. Trying to run game on the Lord and the music is going cause he don't play no games. The enemy will never win. When the spirit is within cause he don't play no games. I don't really know what they thought would. Christ is the only one that paid the cost to be the boss. We wasted a single day trying to be on top. But at the end we all end up with a loss. Take them out the picture, yeah. And we don't see the issue till the time they catch the issue. Now we wanna pray, now we wanna cry, now we wanna live, now we wanna try. You better think of for his grave, yeah. But time is ticking away and you ain't got time to play. You don't wanna be late for the day, mess around and don't get a piece of the wedding cake. Because he coming back for his bride. He pays a homie, it's only a matter of time. He could be any minute, any hour, any day, or any second that we pray. Let's go. Tryna run game on the Lord.
The enemy's always telling lies, cause we know that the truth won't be televised. Fake news every night got them petrified, but we only trust in God, he'll forever rise. Yeah, cause Jehovah ain't playing with wolves in sheep's clothing, and we know they claim Satan. The higher they get, the harder they fall. His word is my weapon, like I'm armed with a sword. It's a spiritual battle, I'm going hard in this war. These fools are selling their soul, but mine can't be bought. Yeah, people living that lie, you know they never win. Fear fell and dice on the mic, you know we get it in. I stay committed to the Most High, like a wedding ring. You want eternal life, when you die, you need to let him in. Cause we could never make it on our own. He's the king of all kings, and he's staying on the throne, yeah.
Trying to run game on the Lord, and the only thing you're doing,
TFL and Dice.
CLMC West Coast. He don't play no game.
Sydney to the Bay.
Oh my God, music group. He don't play no game. Judy Gang in the building. He don't play no game. He ain't playing, y'all. He don't play no game.
Amen, y'all. Now listen. Now the KS Radio Show wouldn't be what it is, which is the home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music if I didn't play any exclusive music. So coming up next, right now, is the homie TSO with something exclusive, which means it's not even released to the public as of yet. This is fire right here on the KS Radio Show. Shout out to the homie TSO. Shout out to the homie Ken Jones. Without any further ado, check out this track.
Started the movement, they doubted it. Now I'm on flame like a candle lit. I am so hot, need an oven mitt. Flame on, should be my government. Face banging with the window tint. LMG, I know you see the clip. Lukewarm, can't handle this. Block is hot, I come and raise the temp. Hyams got scorching on fire, the boy is a rider and got my provider just taking me higher. You see the supplier, I'm flood like a wire, can't put out my fire. The devil a liar, I roll like a tire, I roll for my tire. His name is Messiah, the flame my attire. I rock it and I'ma keep rocking till I am retired. You see the sauce that I'm dripping, lights around mics like I'm pippin'. We not the same, we are different. We are not soft cause we Christian. Tell them she can't be the business. We took the door off the hinges. Stay with the flame like I'm bickin'. They needed a spark so we lit it.
Fire, 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 this is how I blow.
Extinguisher when I start to spit. Blaze every track, burn down the booth, man, I'm in arsonist. Fire ain't hot as this, you gon' need some lava mix. This a lava ring alarms, I'm Johnny Storm when I am lit. You cannot do harm to a Luke Cage. Single shots, but I'm unfazed. Bulletproof hoodie, Trinity with me. Bigger three than when the heat played. LMG, that's a heat wave. Behave, don't race the climate. Flexing too hard with them chains on. BG gang go when you leaving with Dottie. Thought he was hot, found out I'm hot-headed. I create flame without pyrokinetics. Can I contain how much I am spreading? Sun to a simmer, that's how much we different. This hot light, bet not touch it. They blew, but I erupted. Boy, he say go fruity sight. Any language you decide, I am
fire, fire, fire. This is how I blow.
Than the sun and sun, bright just act astrologist. LMG the business, y'all just need to find a title fit. Claiming they get dry when they faulty on the starter switch. Get an engine revving, I can't help it, they exhausted. Yes, the vision still tunnel, get a funnel, wanna catch the drip. Cracking like the 80s, Hades, Hades ain't as hot as this. Haters really blow me when they think that they can cool me off. Great Chicago fire, lift the torch, we got all the sauce.
TSO, man, that track fire. You know, hint, hint, wink, wink. That was fire, though. Track, man. Shout out to the homie TSO from Chicago sending that track over. TFL, man, did you enjoy that track, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That jump was fire, man.
Hey, man. Now, I don't know if he's, like, releasing a project or something. I don't know. He sent it. He said, bro, are you up? And I said, yeah. Because it was, like, it was really late at night when he sent it. And he was like, bro, are you up? And I was like, yeah. I know I shouldn't be up, but I am. He was like, bro, check out this track. And I checked it out. And then I was like, okay, well, what you want me to do with it? He was like, do whatever you want to do with it. So I was like, all right, bet. Well, I'm going to put it right on the playlist. So it's on the show.
I know that's right. Man. I know that's right. Man.
So, yeah,
hey,
I enjoyed the track.
He need to, yeah, man, he needs to bring it out, though, man.
Again, I don't know what his vision is for it. Maybe he's trying to get some feedback. Maybe he's trying to, you know, like take a little, put his pinky toe in the water before you jump all the way in. I don't know. But if you guys know who TSO is, then he is very, very well known in the CHH era and in the industry. And he is he's connected to a lot of big names like Dizzle, Cannon, Seven, so forth. So, yeah, he I'm really honored to be connected to him. And the fact that, you know, he's been quiet for like 2.5 years or something, 3 years or something, that he really inboxed me out of nowhere to preview his song, and then he gave me permission to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So if wherever I'm at, I don't care if it's in the car, I don't care if it's on the show, I don't care if it's on the review show with the homie Jet Black, I'm going to try to play it as much as I can until he releases it, because he told me to do whatever I want to do with it.
That's right, man.
Anyway, I love the track, and I'm glad I was honored to play it for your ears on tonight. I want to give a shout-out to the homie Lloyd, a.k.a. Chris, that called in from the 765 area, and all you guys that are listening live. Again, my guest tonight is none other than the man, the myth, the legend, the servant of God, TFL, who is an artist, and he has his own show called Building Blocks with his wife that you can hear on Must Be Heard Radio every day. And he also has music and merchandise coming soon on his website called TheRealTFL.com. And, again, you guys could just check out the links in the description to follow his social media and to his website. So in case if you don't catch it when I say it, you can always read the description of the show to click the link and then to take you right to his website where all his information is so you don't miss a beat, so you can follow him, stay up to date, and so forth. TFL, are you enjoying yourself tonight, bro?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I really am, man.
Now, with it being 2021, is this your first phone interview?
Yeah, it is. It's my first phone interview. Every interview I've done has been like a video interview or something like that. Is this my first time doing an interview on the phone? Now, when I do my interviews, they're on the phone, so you know, I'm used to it.
What were your thoughts when I asked you to be a guest?
I was honored, man. You know, I'm always down to do stuff, man. Especially when it's you know, being able to give my testimony and just let people hear, you know, the work that I'm doing for the kingdom, man. So I'm always excited for that. But, you know, out the blue, you hit me up, and I was like, word. I was like, okay, bet. You know, and it was crazy because I had talked to Jet Black about doing some interviews because my album had just dropped, and he had mentioned you. And I was like, wow, that's crazy because I was actually trying to get on your show.
What? So my show?
It's crazy how all this linked up. Because I always seen the KS logo. And I was like, man, I wonder how I can get on that show. And lo and behold, out the blue, you hit me up. And I didn't even really know until the day before that he had you know, told you to hit me up, to holler at me about doing the show. You know, because me and him had talked, and he was like, yeah, man, I've been talking to a few people, and they're going to be hitting you up pretty soon. And he had mentioned your name, and I was like, cool. And, man, that's how all of it happened, man. But, man, I'm excited just to be on here, man. I'm just honored, man. I'm truly honored and humble, man, to be able to share this, man.
Amen. Well, I am really honored to have you as a guest, and it won't be just a first time. I'm looking forward to the interviews after this as well. More projects, more singles, and even more, you know, more branches of your ministry that you will do from outreach ministries or wherever you're ministering at. I don't care if it's at a wedding. I'm hitting a share button. It don't even matter at this point. because from this conversation, from this interview, we're brothers. And as brothers, we need to support each other. So you got my support wholeheartedly. I almost said full-heartedly. That don't even make any sense. Wholeheartedly, not full-heartedly. But I'm a brother to the end, and I love networking. And I'm honored to have you on the show, for real, for real.
Thank you, thank you. And likewise, man, I'm honored to be on here. And, man, I'm going to support you. And man, make sure y'all vote. Make sure y'all vote, because, man, he on some heavy categories on that voting. So y'all make sure y'all vote. I voted earlier today. I'm going to make sure in the morning I'm going to vote again, man, so you can get as many votes as you can get on that, man.
Oh, man, you're going to make me cry, dog. Man, you're going to make me cry. So on Thursday nights we have a praise rehearsal for the praise team here at the church. And I pick up my son from school and I bring him right to the church so he can see his grandpa, his grandma before they head out for the evening or whatever. And while I was here listening to the praise team, we played Rosalind clip earlier about her commercial and her counseling service. She told me that she had voted. And I was like, what? So, like, I ran over and gave her a hug and everything. And then somebody else said they voted. I think it was Auntie Sam, because she's a part of the praise team, too. And she was like, I voted, too. Can I get a hug? So, yeah, I'm glad that the votes are flowing in. And I'm just, you know, I'm really grateful for the response that people are doing. I don't care if they vote one time in 1 week. I don't care if they vote 10 times in 1 day. Every vote counts. And I'm just really honored to be nominated after 5 years of doing this. So I always tell myself, I may not have any Grammys or awards or certificates, but I'm a household name. And I really thank God for that, because with people that network like Jet Black did with you, and you know how people just email me out of the blue because they heard of this person, and I might be connected to that person through an email network or even on social media, or you just bumped into me and you like my t-shirt. It doesn't even matter. However you found me, or I found you and we connected and we crossed, I just really thank God for that. It's been times where I have pulled up at the red light and I'm blasting my Christian hip hop and somebody beep at me because they noticed my face from the satellite. You're that guy with the radio stuff, aren't you? And I say, yeah, like, how's the radio stuff going? How's the radio show going? And, like, I tell them, while we're at the red light before it turns green. And that's a confirmation for me to know that I'm doing something right in the earth. And my son enjoys it. Anytime that I'm doing the show from my pastor's house, he's sitting there with me. Anytime I'm at the office, he's, you know, with my day with him. He's watching me. He goes to concerts with me. He goes to video shoots with me. If it's daytime, he goes to video shoots with me. So he's going to be well known in the music arena whenever he grows up and wants to do anything musically, from listening to music or either engineering it or what have you. Never know, he might have his own show because he loves my show so much. I don't know. He's 4 years old. He's very talented and he's a quick learner. So I thank God for my son Tristan Juan Michael Torres. I'm glad I didn't get y'all the social security number, but I love him. But yeah, that's my son, and I enjoy every moment with him.
Amen, amen. I feel that, man. I feel that. I'm the same way, man. You know, my son, man. He helps me a lot, man, with what I'm doing, man. He helps me out with my videos. Man, he helps me out with ideas. Because, you know, he's young, so he knows what attracts to the young people. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, he comes to me with so many different ideas, man. And, you know, God just using him in so many different ways, man. Man, shout out to Bernard, man. Shout out to my son Bernard, man. And, man, shout out to, man, all my kids, man. They all influenced me in so many different ways, man. So I really, truly, really, truly feel you on that, man. Man, all of them do, all the way down to the little one, Harmony, just off of the things that she do. You know, I sit here and it just motivates me and gives me so many different ideas when I'm doing what I'm doing, you know. So, man, big shout out to them, man. Shout out to Aries, man. Shout out to Michaela, man. It's so, man. I feel you, bro. I feel you. I really do. I feel you on that.
Amen. And I'm glad that, you know, not just as men that are servants of God, but as men that are, you know, fathers, I'm glad that we could, like, pour into them and, like, have an impact on their life, not just as a father, but while we're, you know, on our mission, doing what God has designed us and entrusted us to do, from radio shows to, you know, even listening to music or, you know, painting, whatever your craft is as a father or even as a mother. I'm glad that God chose us to be parents, because parenting is not for cowards and it's not for the weak-minded. And you have to be, even if you don't fully know yourself and God calls you to be a parent, I'm glad that he sees, like, way beyond us, our mistakes, our faults. If we have, you know, like a potty mouth or, you know, we can't just get a hold of our sins and everything, he sees way beyond that. And he still called us and told us to be fathers, to be mothers, and even, like, people that, like, adopt children. He sees way beyond our mistakes, and he still qualifies us and calls us to be, you know, guardians and protectors over these bundles of joy. And I tell you,
amen.
I love being the father. If you have never looked on my social media, I challenge you guys tonight to look on my social media. You will see more pictures of me and Tristan than me by myself, because that's how much I love my son, and I enjoy every moment with him. You're like, dang, at least he ain't got no pictures with him, no professional pictures, but he got a picture with him and his son. So I love my son. I really do.
Amen. I feel you, man. Amen on that.
So, TFL, man, we are blessed on tonight to, you know, have this conversation, to have this interview. And we played two of your songs earlier in the show, Red Letters and Play No Games, featuring the homie Dyson from Australia. If you guys have never heard of those tracks, you can listen to the replay, or you can head on over to therealtfl.com, which is where you can find all of TFL's music and each and everything that he's going to be doing in the upcoming months or weeks and years. And hopefully you guys could get a hold of his booking information so you can book him for your next event or your next skate party or graduation party or, you know, wherever you may need him. He's available and ready to travel. But we are going to get into some more music if you guys are ready. TFL, are you ready for some more music?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Amen. So we are going to slow things. I know I have a radio show, and I know, you know, time is of the essence. But I just love this track by Maurice Jackson called Key. And, you know, I'm trying to get it on radio stations around the world. I'm trying to help him out because, you know, he's a seasoned saint, and I'm trying to do the best I can while I have this field of expertise and all these emails. So his track called He, it just glorifies God. And it basically says that God is the reason for everything on our good days and even our bad days. So we're going to go ahead and get into this track. We're going to slow things down for the one time, and hopefully you guys will enjoy this track. Without any further ado, here's Papa Jackson is what I call him. Maurice Jackson with his smashing single titled Heat, right here on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked, and we got more with TFL coming up next.
Keep watch all through first prayer, yeah. Saints and sinners call, always find him there. Oh, it makes me so sad just to see the way.
And you're listening to the one and only KS Radio Show, home of exclusive interviews and music.
Run it up, run it up, run it up, run it up, yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it ladder, that no need for stressing. I got the stars, no need for dressing. Racking it up, all of my blessings. I got the moves, so get to stepping. I pay my dues, got been collected. Devil don't like it, but I'ma keep flexing. Catch me in traffic, I'm on the move. Now it's car, fast car, I go zoom. Yeah, yeah. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yeah. I'm up next. Ain't been sleeping, I'm back working overtime, yeah. No more dreaming, I'm about to live this life, yeah.
I'm feeling blessed, yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling blessed,
I'm feeling blessed.
I need my bliss,
yeah, yeah.
I need my bliss,
I need my bliss.
Run it up, run it up, run it up, yeah, yeah, yeah. Run it up.
I want it. Ain't talking losses and profits. I'm talking luck and it's solid. I got it all in my pocket. I go to go to, that's a reach. I'm talking go cool, that's a beast. You know the old news, it's a leech. You know when you go through, then you see. If you gon' get it, you gotta give it. I am not one for the politicking, but the one that I serve, so you never miss it, man. How you want money but lacking vision?
How?
It's kinda funny, I hope you get it. Huh. Double your wisdom, I hope you hear it. By the time you go out, you'll be benefiting, oh man. You got it by faith, you never could die. Right in your face, look fair in the eye. They take your body, but you're still alive. Oh man,
let's go.
As long as you're breathing, you're still alive. I got a reason, look at the time. I'm feeling blessed, one hand in the sky. Oh yeah,
I'm feeling blessed,
yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling blessed,
I'm feeling blessed.
I need my bliss,
yeah, yeah.
I need my bliss,
yeah. I need my bliss.
Run it up, run it up, run it up, yeah, yeah, yeah. Run it up, run it up.
Hey, this is Queen Lynn, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. I do want to say I'm sorry for not introducing that last track, but we had some technical difficulties. We are okay now, though. That was Message Music with Feeling Blessed featuring none other than Esso from the UK. And TFL is my guest on tonight, you guys. And I know. We got to say goodbye and good night. I know you guys don't want to, but we have to. But this is the end of the show, and this is the part of the show where I ask TFL or any of my guests, what's their social media information and how can people get a hold of them on social media?
Okay, so you can get a hold of me on Instagram at @TheReal_TFL. On Facebook and Twitter, it's at all capital, The Real TFL. You can also go to my website. That's www.therealtfl.com. Also, before I go, I just want to give a quick little promo out there. Y'all, please support my wife and her book. I promise y'all will not regret it. It's going to be a devotional book called He Teaches Me to War with My Hands, and it's a powerful book. You can sign up to her mailing list now. Go to her website. That's CorinneGraham.com. Sign up to her mailing list. That way you can get the first three devotionals out of the book free just by signing up to the mailing list. I wanted to give that shout out to that right there. But like I said, big shout out to my wife, Corinne. I love you. But, man, y'all can find me everywhere, man. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just go to my website. TheRealTFL.com.
Amen. Well, thank you for that. Since we are, promoting things, I might as well go ahead and let the cat out the bag because August 3rd, you guys, is on the way, and his wife, TFL's wife, will be a guest on Candid Convos. Yeah, we taking over Tuesday nights as well as Friday nights, y'all. Y'all know how we do over here on the KS Radio Show. Anyway, it's going to be lit. She's going to come on to Candid Convos. We are going to promote the book, talk about the book, give her testimony, and talk about some recent topics, and play some of the most hottest music on planet Earth. So August 3rd, put it on your calendar, and her book is coming out August 13th. Put that on your calendar as well. Say your pennies, say your nickels, say your dimes, because when the book releases, we don't want no excuses why you couldn't afford it. So, you guys, definitely put those two dates on your calendar. And we want to thank you guys in advance for supporting the book. And also thank you guys for listening to the show on tonight. The homie TFL, have you enjoyed yourself tonight, bro?
Man, I truly enjoyed myself, man. Like I said, man, I really appreciate you having me on here. It was an honor. I enjoyed it. You played some of the fiercest music that I've heard. And, man, if you can, man, send me some of the links so that way I can go check their music out also, because they got some fire music, man. But I really enjoyed myself, man.
I got you. So as a guest, I always ask my guests to pray us out. So if you're ready, if you're willing, the floor is yours to pray us out.
Yes, sir. Okay. Heavenly Father, we just give thanks. We thank you for everything. We thank you for the unity that you put together today, Father God. We thank you for using us as your vessel, Father God, to do your work, Father God. I just pray that you just keep your angels hovered over all of us out here, Father God. God, just keep us focused on you so we can be able to get to where you need us to get to, Father God. God, I just thank you. I thank you for KS Radio. I thank you for the brother Alicio. Father, I just pray that you just keep blessing him and his movement and his ministry, Father God, and his family. God, I just pray that you just watch over us and just keep loving us like you love us, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And what would the show be without Jesus? What would a show be if we didn't offer Christ to you? So I know for a fact that I still, you know, I'm not perfect. I said, but I'm not. I know I'm not. But I just want to let you guys know that Jesus is not only the reason, but like Million said, he is the answer. And without Christ being, you know, tenfold in my life, I wouldn't be able to have a radio show. So, of course, all of us, we have met Jesus in the hospital room. We have met Jesus at the bottom of the pit. But you don't have to, you know, hit a brick wall. You don't have to hit the bottom of the pit in order for you to meet him. You can meet him exactly where you are. And I have a clip for salvation. Well, it's like an introduction to salvation. Because with 2021 being here, with 2022 being on the rise, we don't know what the government is going to do. We don't know what the child care system is going to look like in the next month. We don't know if they're going to continue to issue out stimulus checks or not. We don't know what's going to come down the pipeline next. So we want to say that that we're imperfect and that we know that Jesus is ahead of us. We already know who's there tomorrow. His name is Jesus, and we can trust him. We don't have to put our trust in man. But the only way we know that is because we surrendered to him. And we, you know, we took, how can I say this? We took the time to acknowledge him after the sacrifice that he made for us. He went to, you know, he pinned all of our sins on the cross. He dealt with sin. He dealt with, you know, homosexuality. He dealt with unforgiveness. He dealt with everything on the cross. Whatever your issue is, he dealt with it on the cross. And he shed his blood, he hung, he bled, and he died. Not only that, but here's the good part. He resurrected after 3 days with all power in his hand. So whatever mistakes you think are, you know, unforgivable, what and you're tired of living the same mistake over and over and over, I know hamsters get tired of going around and around and around in the wheel. So I know as humans, we get tired of making the same mistakes over and over and over. But the way that we end the mistake is by going a different route. And Jesus is here tonight to introduce that different route. So without salvation, we don't have another route. And we continue to go around in that same circle. So here is the salvation clip by the homie Reborn. And again, I'm not a perfect man. TFL is not a perfect man. We're just humble servants that chose Jesus. So hopefully tonight you will choose Jesus as well. And he will give you a different route, set you on a better path with a purpose so you can know what your destiny is. Amen. Is the salvation clip.
Amen.
I want to read a familiar passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raise him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now, and we're celebrating right now with you wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
Song, Regal Jones, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. What up, KS?
All right, you guys, again, like Reborn said, if you have chosen to say that prayer with us tonight and you have agreed to, you know, let Jesus come in, introduce himself, sit down, and, you know, if you're willing and ready to have a new start, starting right now, you don't even have to wait till tomorrow. We clap our hands and we say thank you, God, for you accepting him as your Lord and Savior, or at least choosing or considering him, because he's the best decision I have ever made. And I know TFL can attest to that and concur to that as well. So without Jesus,
amen,
we'd still be lost souls, doing God knows what, being God knows what. To be honest, I might be somewhere in the graveyard if it weren't for Jesus. I'm just being completely transparent. So I thank God for, you know, his blood that not only changed my life, but transformed it into what you see today. And he is still transforming me and changing me to be a better father day by day, to be a better man, to be a better son, to be a better friend day by day. And it's all because I surrendered to him. And hopefully you guys that are listening tonight will too, because to know Jesus is definitely important and essential. I might get a T-shirt that say Jesus is essential. Like, I appreciate all the essential workers, but without Jesus, y'all wouldn't exist. So let's just be honest. So we thank God for what he's doing in our lives, and we thank God for his son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to go ahead and close the show out. Again, you guys can follow TFL everywhere on social media at @TheReal_TFL on Instagram, and you can check out his website, TheRealTFL.com, right now, and download his music, support him, because he might have a surprise single that he's just going to drop on us next month when his wife released the book, or the month after that, or a couple weeks after that, or whatever happens. Basically, you do not want to miss any updates that he is going to be giving to the public. And again, you guys, TFL is my guest. You can check out both of his tracks, Red Letters and Play No Games, on his website and on every digital platform. right now. So thank you guys for listening to the KS show, KS radio show, I'm sorry. And again, if you guys did not know, I am nominated for 2 Spin Awards this year, one in the category of Blog Talk Radio Show of the Year, and the second category of Blog Talk Radio Host of the Year. Voting ends on August 5th, and you can vote as much as you want to on any day. So click the link, surveyplanet.com, and the link in this description of the show. God, that was a mouthful. Also, you can follow me on social media at KS Radio Show and click the link to the Facebook page and write me a review if you want to as well. And for anybody that's listening or that will listen and you want to sow into my ministry financially, you can send donations and love offerings through Cash App, the $ capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And again, you guys, this is the KS Radio Show. The homie TFL came through with 2 songs, and he was my guest tonight. But we're going to go ahead and say goodnight with this brand new track from Hope Music and the Beard Gang titled To Whom It May Concern, because we are serving a notice to the devil that we are not going to give up or give in, and that he could kick rock or we can give him a drop kick right out the front door. You feel me? So, to who it may concern, here is Hope Music featuring the homie Russ Shank. It's a banger. Let's go. Have a great weekend, and make sure that you are in somebody's worship service on Sunday morning or on somebody's live stream to receive the word of God that will change your life and that will introduce Christ yet again. Amen. Here is To Whom It May Concern by the homies Hope Music and Russ Shank. Good night and God bless. Have a great weekend.
Headhunter on the beats, lead them to the cross. I came from the streets, recognizing heart and soul. Diligent with a piece, the army taught me well. Went a little crazy, not myself, ended up in a cell. Go ye, I'm tired of living in hell. Time to clash the titans and rap together, drink from the well. Meaning the lyrics influence life and spiritual wealth. Testifying through Christ to be delivered from myself. Still out here living with the flesh though. One false move could take me back to my old self. Multiple sclerosis is the reason that I smoke. Dying slow, but God filled me up with a new hope. People mad cause I speak it how it is, but trust and believe I lay my life down to serve his purpose. I will be done as long as his hope lives, serving God using his dope gifts. To whom it may concern, officially put on notice, this product that would be rocking, we do it for a purpose. Testify to the public, showing we were worthless until God gave us a purpose. So we gon' praise Yahweh till we can't no more. We owe you everything, God, we love you, Lord. Hear our cries as we declare you, Lord. Take the Bible and use it as a sword. Big game. This is the sound of that big game. God's guiding our ministry. Praise and worship with the big gang.
To him and make concern, take his ass a warning. Got the troops together, yo, we coming in storming like Normandy Knights. Born again, living twice. Redeem at the cross cause Jesus Christ paid the price. Walked away from that trice life, nightlife. I was sightless, I had to kill the noise like Midas. Now I'm deeply rooted upright like a cypress. Part of the blessings of those who are walking righteous. 66 clips ready with the red dot. Enemy moves, I'm making polka dots like buckshot. He drops, I write a book, make a movie on the spot. I see you standing, choosing it in front of the red box.
To whom it may concern, officially put on notice. This product that would be rocking, we do it for a purpose. Testify to the public, showing we were worthless until God gave us a purpose. So we gon' praise Yahweh till we can't no more. We owe you everything, God, we love you, Lord. Hear our cries as we declare you, Lord. Take the Bible and use it as a sword. Big game. This is the sound of that big game. God's guiding our ministry. Praise and worship with the big game.
Holy Trinity, I run with a power team. Solid like a rock tower, so I ain't gotta leave. I set up shop, I can't blow like I'm Saladin. I'm Panthro black, his banner's white like it's sour cream. A true believer, that's exactly who I'm trying to be. I owe it to him cause he blessed me in my dire need. Without his mercy, no idea the place that I would be. He and I are stuck together like we Siamese.
That's why we big, kid.
No more blank face in it. I might grill and shank steak cantankerous. I give thanks, Christ drained his blood bank for us. We have him bound like we riding on an angel dust.
To whom it may concern, officially put on notice. This product that would be rocking, we do it for a purpose. Testify to the public, showing we were worthless until God gave us a purpose. So we gon' praise Yahweh till we can't no more. We owe you everything, God. We love you, Lord. Hear our cries as we declare you, Lord. Take the Bible and use it as a sword. Big gang.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
On the go, in control, yeah. Have my flow, we'll let it go, yeah. And steer it knows where I need to go, yeah. And so I had to lose control, yeah. Lose control, yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to lose control, yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to lose control, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lose control, I had to lose control, yeah.
Got the shepherd, got the shepherd. I'm running on for the shepherd. And with him leading, ain't no limit. Ain't no bluff, I've seen the light. And Jesus said, gotta shine bright. And people walking, but they blind. We get the vision, so I gotta grind. Let God think they shine. Let me know I got that flame. Everybody think of my dreams. God's having like Dr. Strange. Look, I've seen my range. Everybody think I came up. Ain't playing games with schemes. I grind, see the more they change. Yeah. On the move, God said, what's up? Do the whoop, I double pump. I've been blocking after rap, but I'm always cooking up. I've been heating, I've been slumping. Now I'm eating, ain't been snuff. I've been blooming with my God. See open doors, ain't no. He's the light of my life. He's in me, I'm got the, I got that light, yeah. Got a glow, ain't no dim, I gotta keep it bright, yeah. Know the truth be free, me gonna keep the light, yeah.
On the go, who in control, yeah. Control, yeah.